Show presented by Northwest Iowa Outdoors, the region's number one outdoor entertainment multimedia outlet. Live from the KSCJ studios in Sioux City, the phone lines are wide open. Call 239-2101 right now with your questions or comments.
Good morning, everybody. The show is brought to us by the City of Kingsley, Small Town Sportsman in Kingsley, Dirt Road Design and Screen Printing in Kingsley, Iowa, The Shooting Shop in Anthon, Iowa, the Plymouth County Conservation Board, Skyline Lodge in Perrault Falls, Ontario, Iowa Great Lakes Outdoors in Milford, Iowa, Stan's Bait Shop in Milford, Oak Hills Marina in Arnold's Park, Iowa, and Midwestern Land and Auction in Mapleton, Iowa. And today's the big day for the Midwestern Land and Auction Antique Auction down there in Ute, Iowa. It's today and tomorrow, starting at noon, and they'll simulcast the auction also starting at 1 p.m. And they're going to have two rings going simultaneously both days, and a lot of high-end collectibles that they need to get sold. Lawn and garden tools, waltware, toys, M&M items, a lot of stoneware, crocks, Campbell's soup items, glassware, Redland items, all kinds of other promotional items, and there's just way too much stuff to list. But you can go to MidwesternLandAndAuction.com, and you would be able to click onto the link for the simulcast there if you can't make it down to Ute. But you got plenty of time to get down there. And also, while you're at MidwesternLandAndAuction.com, if you're interested in buying hunting ground, Jack there has an interesting listing on there. It's 40 acres of ground that's southwest of Whiting, Iowa, and it's in the Water Reserve Program, the Iowa DNR program, and it's a permanent easement, so the farmers aren't really going to be wanting to buy that 40 acres because all they can do is just sit there and watch the weeds grow. But if you're a pheasant hunter and you got the money and looking for some ground, it's a great opportunity. 40 acres, yeah, it's already in the CRP, and I don't know. You just sit back and rake in huge profits from the government for not growing crops and then whack pheasants. Well, don't quite work quite that way, but great opportunity. And I see you loaded up the Crystal Cove live fish camera.
Yeah, isn't that exciting?
It is. That's, ooh, wow. What we're talking about, Woody had broke this story earlier in the week, you know, hard-hitting news here at KSCJ, that they had added a live fish camera out at Crystal Cove, and it's a 24-hour stream of what's going on. Well, I suppose within 6 or 7 feet, that's about what your range on them fish cameras are in somewhat cloudy water.
Yeah, but the only thing is I don't know what they've got it pointed at.
That might be the pole that they sunk it down on, I think. I don't know if it's if it's down off the dock. I'm not sure where it's at out there.
But here's a real indication of how exciting this is. You see it where it says one watching now?
That would be us.
That'd be us.
But see, that's misleading. Those numbers are skewed. Just like counting illegal immigrants in the United States, it's going to be skewed unless we do a proper census. Because there's two of us watching it. Two.
You got me there.
So there you go. But anyway, yeah, it's kind of
weird. Oh, look, there's a catfish.
There it is.
Yeah.
And I was watching that last night, surprisingly enough. I watched it I had it on my screen for a couple, 3 hours.
Yeah.
And it was the same two baby catfish kept coming back and back. And it's like, man, I should run over there quick and drop a nightcrawler down by that camera. I'd catch those dudes.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. Why isn't it in color?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a cheap camera.
Yeah, probably.
Low budget.
Yeah.
They got a lot of street repairs to do over in South Sioux. And they got a lot of work to do on the soccer fields.
Yeah, it's probably somebody's old webcam in like a plastic bag or something.
It could be.
Yeah, it could be.
But anyway, to check out that camera, you can go to southsiouxcity.org. And down on the left corner of the page, there's going to be a Connect With Us spot. And you select the Connect With Us on YouTube. And then the city's YouTube page will have that fish cam right there. Excitement. Excitement beyond belief. About as exciting as the Decorah Eagle camera that they got out there in Decorah, Iowa, where they've got the camera pointed at the eagle's nest, and you sit there and watch that for, 3 weeks, and there's nothing happening. There's just an eagle sitting on a pile of sticks, and then after about 3 weeks, then there's a little eagle sitting on a pile of sticks. But I don't know. People watch that kind of stuff. I mean, hell, I watch it. Hell, we're watching it now. Look at the excitement.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, if it weren't for the occasional catfish that goes by, you think you're just looking at an aquarium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you can actually get catfish for your aquariums, too. Anyway.
Hey, maybe it's all a big scam.
I wonder if it's actually Crystal Cove. It could be somewhere else.
Yeah, it's probably Lance Hedquist's fishbowl or something, you know.
Well, see, there's some kind of a minnow. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know what those are.
They're kind of weird-looking minnows.
Yeah.
Ooh, there was something that was fast. Well, that's really exciting. I just can't hardly take it. Anyway, just a reminder that we do have a contest going on for the rest of the year to give away a 2019 Heritage Rough Rider revolver. And it's going to be a random drawing out of everybody who calls in between now and December 7th and shares a outdoor moment with us here on the show, or if they want to just comment on anything on the show, give us a call. And we'll accept one entry per week per person. So if you want to call in every week now, from now until December, you're welcome to do that, as long as you got something. Oh, it's halfway interesting to add to the show. It don't have to be totally interesting, and it don't have to be pertinent to what we're talking about, because you know what? We don't really have anything that we talk about anyway. Other than this week, I think we're going to talk about seal hunting, Scott. You see these protesters and stuff in the 70s and that. Man, they used to just be outraged by the people out clubbing the baby seals. And not so much anymore. They still do it, though. And they still whack just as many seals as they ever used to, but there's actually reasons for it. And one of them seems like a damn good reason. I don't know. Did I give you a copy of the trivia question? Because I've got mine. I don't have the question on it. I just got the answer.
Oh, okay. Why did you pick this?
Well, I don't know, because we're going to talk about seal hunting.
All right, here we go. Asian athletes.
I think what it was supposed to be is, do they use seal genitalia to make a sports drink?
Oh, okay, yeah, there you go. I thought this is getting a little delicate for a Saturday morning, yeah.
Yeah.
Do they use seal genitalia to make a sports drink? Is that true or false? 239-2101. All right.
That's kind of a crazy question, but you know what? We've asked some crazy stuff on the show before. Upcoming events, this coming Tuesday, July 16th at 8:30 p.m., they're going to have stargazing at Hillview Recreation Area west of Hinton, Iowa, and that's put on in conjunction with the Lamar's Public Library and the Hillview Recreation Area. You can contact either one of those places to get signed up, or information to get signed up. Pre-registration is required, and just stop in at the Lamar's Public Library if you're interested, or you can call out to the Hillview Recreation Area, and they can give you some details there. excuse me, a couple golf tournaments coming up in Kingsley, Iowa. Next Saturday, July 20th, they're going to have a four-person best ball at the Brookside Golf Course there in Kingsley. And it's an 8 a.m. check-in, and I think it's going to have an 8:30 a.m. shotgun start. And they're having another one Saturday, August 3rd, and that one's going to have a 9 a.m. shotgun start. But they're both four-person best balls there at the Brookside Golf Course in Kingsley, Iowa. Next Saturday and then Saturday, August 3rd, you can call 712-378-2595 to get some more information on that. Also, Saturday, August 3rd, the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus is going to be in Kingsley, and they're going to put on two shows that day. It's going to be $12 for adults and $7 for children 2 to 12 years old, and seniors 65 and up will also get in for $7. And it was a couple of years ago that they were there, and they put on a real good show. It's a nice circus. It's a one-ring circus. They put up the big top, and nobody's sitting more than 40 feet away from the show. So every seat in the place is a good one, but they do sell out pretty early. So you can, to get your tickets for that Culpeper and Merriweather Circus, August 3rd in Kingsley, Iowa, you can go to www.cmcircus.com, or you can call Keith Boley Financial in Kingsley, Iowa at 712-378-2525. And Keith will be able to help you, give you a little more details on the circus, you know, what they're kind of going to be doing and how you can get a ticket. But he can help you out there. That's Keith Boley Financial at 378-2525.
Hey, got a phone call for you. Don wants to tell you a fish story, I believe. Right, Don?
Yeah, I have a hunting one and a fishing one. I'll make them real short. They're
okay.
Both kind of humorous. Let me turn my radio down here.
Awesome.
Scotty, my first shotgun, my dad took me to Sears in Cedar Rapids. It was a 410 bolt action, okay?
Sure.
He took me out and taught me how to shoot it, da-da-da, and shot some targets. So my first day of hunting, we went squirrel hunting, climbed a fence, and my dad, my uncle, and I, and walking up to the timber, there was a squirrel on the ground. And that's when I learned never to shoot anything on the ground. Because my uncle turned around and about crapped his pants. He had powder burns on his ear. It's funny now, but it wasn't then. But so I tell him, Scott, I was known on both sides of the family as the uncle shooter, and nobody wanted to hunt with me.
Boy, that's kind of a bad rap to get.
I have a real funny fishing one. This kind of relates to smoking a little bit, too. But my grandmother, back home in Manchester, lived down by the river, by the railroad bridge. So when I'd visit my grandma, my buddy across the street, and I would go down under the railroad bridge fishing, and there was a hobo camp down there. And they'd ride the Illinois Central, you know, and hop off and hop on, and we were down there catfishing one day, and they were smoking something. Again, the ugliest smell. And my buddy walked over and said, "What are you guys smoking?" He says, "Come here, kid." They walked over the edge of the water and picked up a piece of dried driftwood and lit it. My God, it smoked just like a cigar.
You're kidding me.
Talk about getting goofy.
Boy, that's pretty hard up for something to smoke.
Yeah, I say, but yeah, I just a couple of funny ones I thought I'd pass along.
Hey, well, thanks a lot. We appreciate those.
That driftwood one, though, that's a classic.
Yeah, it is. I'd never heard of it.
I always used to pick up crawdads in the rocks in the fast water and wade the river, and that's why my mom always said I didn't have any hair because I had crawdads in my hat.
Yeah. Well, where else are you going to keep them? You put them in your pocket.
Exactly, when you're wading, yeah.
Yeah, no, you're, yeah. That's...
All right, you guys have a good day.
Right, thanks a lot.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Let's see, we do for the break there, Scott? Or?
Yeah, we'll take the break now, but hey, I want to put out the trivia question again.
Oh, okay.
Seal genitalia are used to make a sports drink. Is that true or false? 239-2101. And we'll be right back after this. 1360-949 KSCJ.
With us now is Eric from Hamilton Touchless Detail, talking about how you can protect your vehicle with R1 coatings. Eric, tell us all about this product.
So what we got here is the R1 coatings, the best coating out there for exterior protection. 9H hardness, the best protection for UV protection. It's got an A on oxidation resistant, A on corrosion resistant, stain resistant, light scratch and scuff resistant, and the durability is the number one product out there. Never wax again with R1 Pro.
Why is R1 coatings different than anything else on the market, especially when they work with you folks at Hamilton Touchless Detail?
The protection, the longevity, the durability, the best protection out there. The coating itself withstands heat of up to 1800 degrees, and it helps from corrosion resistant, stain resistant, hard water, bug juice, tree sap, all that stuff never gets a chance to stick to your clear coat when you apply the R1 coating, bro.
Get a hold of Eric and the certified detail specialist today. Hamilton Touchless Detail. Learn more about R1 coatings at 2229 Hamilton Boulevard. Quality you can count on.
Now through July 16th, join Planet Fitness for $1 down, $10 a month, no commitment, and leave home workouts at home. How is Planet Fitness different from home? Well, our bikes aren't in your bedroom, our treadmills aren't covered in laundry, our weights aren't in your basement, plus we have free fitness training. Leave the gym to us. Join in club or at planetfitness.com for $1 down, $10 a month, no commitment. Deal ends July 16th.
6001 Gordon Drive. Stop in and see us today.
Participating locations only. See club for details.
Join us for the Norman Tim and the Donna Tim Estate Auction. Avid high-quality collectors for decades. Now it's your chance to bid on their incredible collection in person or online July 13th and 14th. See the full sales bill of antiques, collectibles, fine glassware, lawn and garden, hundreds of toys, tools, and antique furniture at iowaauctiongroup.com. The auction starts at noon and live simulcast at 1. This will be held between two arenas both days at 205 North Padley in Ute, Iowa. Don't miss the Norman Tim and Donna Tim Estate Auction this weekend, hosted by Midwestern Land and Auction. Bid online at iowaauctiongroup.com.
Big John. Big John.
Well, during the break, we were checking the fish cam over there, Crystal Cove, and there's some largemouth bass that moved into the screen there.
Yeah, and there's one in the corner here that's staring at me.
Yeah.
It's kind of unnerving.
Yeah, well, you know, and if we knew where that camera was and we had our fishing poles, we'd take care of that problem. What's crazy about that is I've got one of those portable cameras like that that I take ice fishing with me and I drop down in the hole. Because in the wintertime, the fish are pretty lethargic as far as biting. And I don't know, if the water's clear enough, you can look down your ice hole if you, you know, in a shack and darken it. And you can kind of watch because the fish will suck the bait in, but they won't actually, you won't notice it up on the top end of the line. So with the camera, as soon as they suck the bait in, then you can set the hook. And I mean, it's kind of more like playing a video game than it is fishing, I suppose. But anyway, I don't know. The fish got a, you know, some people say that that kind of stuff is an unfair advantage. But you know what? The fish have the home field advantage. And I don't care what kind of modern gadgets you drop down in there. You can't make the fish hungry. he's gotta do that. So anyway, we didn't get an answer on that trivia question yet, did we?
No, I mean, pretty simple question. True or false, do they use seal junk to make a sports drink?
Yeah. You would think just about anybody would know that. But anyway, like you say, the seal, the only ones that, there's different countries that allow this. In the United States, the only ones that allow the hunting are in the Arctic Circle in Alaska, above the Arctic Circle. And it's for like the Eskimos and the Inuits, you know, the indigenous people there. They let them still hunt seal because obviously it's an important source of food for those people up there in those communities. And also they use the furs, make leather. They'll also make, you know, fur coats out of them, which, you know, is kind of weird. But they don't do that so much anymore because, well, the fur markets are depressed everywhere. It's not just the seal market. But people have been hunting seals for over 4,000 years, and there's still seals around. So I'm not real sure that the hunting is, you know, hurting them. It's actually, the reason they do it now, it isn't mostly for the people to eat them, you know, for the meat and the furs. And then they also use the oil, they use the blubber to extract the oil out of the blubber. And then they market that as a fish oil supplement. So if you go to your nutrition store and you find these fish oil supplement tablets, there's a good chance that it might actually been made from seal blubber. But if they don't keep the seal populations in check, they can decimate the fish populations in an area. So like in Canada, their seal hunting season, they've got a quota on it, and I can't remember what that number is, but it's somewhere around 900,000 seals are harvested every year. The problem with it is that they're whacking the baby seals, and they do that for a reason. Number one, you know, baby animals are more tender and a little better to eat, you know. I mean, like all of our poultry and stuff, you know, we're eating our chickens here before they're fully mature. Same way with the cattle and the pigs, you know, and everything. The big problem is that the seals are cute, and they're white. They got white fur, and then they're on white ice, and when they go out there and thump them, they kind of bleed. So you get a lot of red mixed in with the white that makes it look, you know, pretty brutal. And so, you know, I found a quote here. In 1978, marine ecologist Jacques Cousteau criticized the seal hunt protesters. His quote was, "The harp seal question is entirely emotional. We have to be logical. We have to aim our activities first to the endangered species. Those who are moved by the plight of the harp seal, which are the ones that they whack mostly in Canada and the United States, could also be moved for the plight of the pig." the way they are slaughtered is horrible. So they do the baby seals because that's the easiest way there is to harvest a seal. The females will crawl up on the sheet ice to have their babies. They don't, you know, they don't have them in the water, and they'll lay there for a couple weeks, the baby seals, before they're old enough to learn how to try to swim. And that's when the guys will come in and hunt them. They'll just, you know, beach themselves on the sheet ice. The females will dive off into the water, swim away. Of course, the baby seal, being a baby seal, doesn't really quite know what's going on. Doesn't know how to swim anyway, and they run up to it with a club and thump it, which is, you know, somewhat barbaric, I suppose, but not any more barbaric than the people out there in the United States that love eating veal, you know. And what I find, did we finally get an answer to that on round of calls, Scott?
Yeah, Bill Cool down here in Leeds correctly said true.
Yeah, and it's crazy enough. I mean, they call that... Asian athletes consume a beverage called dalizhen, oral liquid, that is made from the seal penis and testicles, which they believe to be an energizing and performance-enhancing. And they also dry it up and sell it in Asia as an aphrodisiac. I don't know. I don't think that that's going to go. Well, maybe that's what they put in these energy drinks here in the United States, like your Monster drinks and stuff like that.
Huh.
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
But anyway, you talk about using the whole animal. They get right after it there. But I don't know, the marketing. Dalizhen, oral liquid? I don't know. Maybe if they called it something classier or catchier, like, you know, Tallywhacker tonic, you know, then they could probably market it here, I suppose. I don't know. But anyway, they do. They use every bit of the seal, obviously.
Yeah, I guess the name Nut Milk's already taken.
Yeah, those are both a lot better names for that, maybe. I don't know. But anyway. The problem is, like you say, you know, you've got these, we've talked about this on the show before, where the protesters on the hunts in Africa and that, you know, they make it sound like, you know, if one more dentist from Minneapolis goes and shoots a lion, you know, all lions will be extinct for the rest of, you know, nobody, they'll be extinct. That's it. The next day, boom, all gone. But anyway, the countries, United States, the Nordic, Norway, Iceland, Finland, Sweden, Russia, and Denmark, they all have a quota on these seals. And the reason they're doing it now, not so much for food, but to keep the seal population in check, because they will devastate the fish populations in those areas, which really hampers market fishing. Most of the seal meat, it'll go to Asia, and they'll sell it either as a fresh meat there, or, ironically, it will go into the dog food market. So when you get some kind of Hollywood actress that's whining and throwing a fit about how barbaric the seals are, she goes home and feeds a piece of that seal to her little dog, Fifi. Awesome. So I don't know, they do all kinds of weird stuff with, you know, things in Asia. But anyway, I don't know, I think maybe we should go give that a try next year, Scott. We'll go up there to Canada and see if we can get in on a seal hunt.
Okay.
Yeah, and most of them are actually shot now, and they're not hit with that big club, but the club they use has a big flat spot on one side, and then and then, like, a hook that they grab them with. But most, 90% of them are shot now. They don't use the actual club anymore. But you know what? The baby seal is still dead. So, all right. Looks like we're out of time again.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
CBS News Update. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is warning residents as Tropical Storm Barry inches closer.
This is a very significant severe weather event.
Meteorologist Jeff Berardelli tells us what to expect.
Maximum storm surge 3 to 6 feet. Isolated tornadoes are possible, especially on the eastern side of the system.
CBS's David Begno is in Morgan City.